Imagine you have a dollar bill that every time it changed hands could remember exactly where it had been, what it had paid for, and for whom, and everyone in on the transaction could see and track that history forever. That's the concept behind blockchain technology. But instead of a dollar bill, it's computer code.
So roughly 3 years ago, we started experimenting with blockchain, and we see it as a way to provide transparency to a broken market, basically, post-financial crisis.
Bernadette Kogler, CEO and co-founder of RiskSpan, an Arlington firm focused on the consumer lending industry. She sees the mortgage meltdown as having been a lack of trust and the blockchain as a way to restore it.
It's the tools that are also embedded in this idea of consensus and verification of the information that's posted to the blockchain.
Experts say blockchain technology, with its forever embedded notations, could play a role in virtually every sector of our economy. Take a real estate title search or tracking a piece of equipment as it's made and shipped again. That's why it's being called the next economic disruptor.
There are lots and lots and lots of firms out there whose only job is to verify information just because that information lives in different systems. These firms would all be gone.
Virginia Tech economist David Bieri recently hosted a symposium on blockchain technology, partly as a way to raise the broader societal issues surrounding it.
The conversations have always been around cryptography, computer science-y stuff, when in fact the fundamental societal implications are really the ones that are the most explosive and transformative.
Many blockchain technology enthusiasts see it as a way to throw open the doors to the arcane world of finance, to prevent fraud and protect assets. And some see cryptocurrency, the poster child of the blockchain, as a way to eliminate the role of government in monetary policy.
And so there is such a thing as crypto-libertarians who are now seeing this technology as the godsend that allows us to run a system, a monetary system, that doesn't need a Fed.
There have been debates about the Federal Reserve since it was established in 1913, and it's not the first time there have been calls to abolish it.
You know, there are a lot of people who don't really share that ideology.
Daniel Breslau teaches science, technology, and society at Virginia Tech.
This idea that the technology comes along and transforms the world, and that's really not how it happens. That it's really the technology plus changing practices, people finding something they can do with it. If they want to change the world and they find the technology as a tool.
Bieri says debates like these are the reason he organized the first blockchain symposium in Blacksburg.
Because this stuff is happening, so we better learn how to have a meaningful conversation about it in terms of the types of values that are being coded into the system. Because remember, it is coded by humans. And in that sense, no technology is neutral. And it doesn't detract from the blockchain's revolutionary potential, but we have to have a clear idea and set of conversations about what it is that we want.
Bieri will be involved in shaping a new curriculum on blockchain technology at Virginia Tech, and he's planning a second symposium on the topic for next year. I'm Robbie Harris.